Perek Vav of Tamai, Mishnah Dalid. This Mishnah is a continuation of the concept mentioned in the previous Mishnah. We're talking about a case when somebody is a sharecropper for somebody else, and one of the two is a Kohen or a Levi who naturally would get the Truma Samaisis. Do we say that it all goes to one of the two, or do we say that they still split it equally? So Yisrael should keep only Kohen for Levi. This is the opposite of the previous Mishnah. In this Mishnah, the one who is working is a Yisrael, and the one who owns the field is a Kohen and Levi. In such a case, we say a Maisis Leba'olim. We say that since the owner of the field is somebody who naturally would get Trumas and Maisis, we say that even though he took a sharecropper, he left for himself the rights to all the Trumas and Maisis of the field. So if he's a Kohen, he gets all the Trumas. If he's a Levi, he gets all the Maisis. Even though the other person, the sharecropper, is going to get half of the produce, but the miser of the half of the sharecropper goes to the bailah, to the owner of the field. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Hakatoni Shekibol Sodom Yerushalmi, Maiser Sheni Shel Yerushalmi. As we learned before, Maiser Sheni has to be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten in Yerushalayim. So over here we're talking about a case where the sharecropper was a Katoni, means a person who lives in the villages or cities away from Yerushalayim, and the one who owns the field is a person who lives in Yerushalayim. So the natural person that would get the Maiser Sheni is the person who lives in Yerushalayim. And therefore, that's what Tana Kama, Rabbi Yishmael, says, that all the Maiser Sheni of the field goes to the Yerushalayim person. Even though the person is living, let's say, in the Nevrak, is far away from Yerushalayim, but he can also bring his produce to Yerushalayim. So therefore, he says that each one of them have equal rights to the Maiser Sheni, and each one keeps the Maiser Sheni of his chalek.